It has been a year. it's almost been a year since I've spoken to you guys. We had to catch up on a lot of things, man. We got to catch up on a lot of things. I'll talk about just my mood and everything, but it feels good to be back on the mic and talking to you guys because a lot has happened. And we are going to dive deep today, and we're going to talk about it. So stay tuned. So, where have I been, you know? I think the last time you guys heard from me, it was about me learning to love LA, and I was in LA, and I moved back to LA from New York just to try it out, you know? And not to spoil it, but everyone knows that I had moved back to New York from LA in June, like the week of my birthday. So I had moved back, I think June 16th or 17th or something like that. And it's been a journey since. This year has been a wild journey, and I'm definitely going to get emotional because I've just been holding things in and all that stuff. But yeah, we're going to get into it. So I earlier this year in February, I decided I wanted to move back to LA to try it out. And I wanted to test to see, like, you know, if I didn't move from LA to New York, how far would I would have gone in my acting career and TV and film and commercial and all that stuff. And I have been, you know, I did that. I was there. It was a very wild ride. I did as much as auditions as I could. I booked some commercials and stuff like that. You know, I was able to get myself a studio apartment and, you know, on my own. And I was very grateful for that. But it was definitely a rocky road. Like when I first moved to LA, I stayed in like this, what do you call that? Community type of like housing. So it was like an art house. So everything's paid for. All you have to do is like pay for your bed and everything's always supplied. They have an audition room, all that stuff. And yeah, so that's what I did. And I was there in LA getting it in, you know, doing auditions, going to auditions, doing self-tapes. I got a studio apartment. I got a cat. And I was like, yo, I'm really doing shit, you know? Like, I don't think I realized, like, what I was doing. I was just, like, doing the shit, doing it in motion, all that stuff. And I think when I was able to just really sit down, I was like, wow, I'm not really happy, you know? And I don't think LA is a city for me to live in. It's a city to do projects in, but to live in, it's just different. Just the whole lifestyle and the way their urban planning is, and a lot of different things, like with homelessness and how welfare got, and even with my e-bike wheels would constantly pop and all that jazz. And it was very, very, like, as much greatness as was, I was still sad, I guess, you know what I mean? I was still sad and whatever. And I was thinking to myself, like, man, I'm turning 30. I didn't realize I was turning 30 because there's just like all this emotions, and I was constantly keeping myself distracted. And and then I tried to also date out there, and that was a shit show because dating, I mean, I've mentioned before, you guys, dating for me has been a very rocky road, and it's been a minute since I've been in a relationship. So I'm just learning more about myself. But anywho, I was in LA, you know, doing it, like, doing my side hustle, doing, like, you know, auditions and, you know, trying to book, being on hold, you know, release. And being on hold as an actor means, like, oh, you're almost booked, but they have to go through another meeting, and then they're going to finalize the cast. So when you're on hold, you're technically, like, booked, but you're not really booked. So when production goes through another meeting, they basically rearrange the cast and have people fight for you to, like, be a part of the cast and all that stuff. So then after that meeting and officially finalized the cast, then they're all like, okay, let's release the people that we have on hold that we don't want to cast. And it does get, it gets frustrating, and it definitely takes a mental toll on you as well, you know. I'm just trying to make sure it's recording still. But yeah, it does. And so I moved back to New York in June, and I didn't have enough, I didn't even have time to really think, you know, to really think and to really sit down and just like, wow, I'm back, you know, because New York is very fast. And while I was in LA, I was missing New York and everything about it and all this stuff. And I'm just like, yo, what is going on? Like, I want to be there to celebrate my birthday and all this stuff, because I didn't know what I wanted to do and celebrate like my 30th, you know. And it's just been a very tumultuous ride. And I got back to New York and I was excited. I was able to stay back at the original place that I had left, and you know, I got myself a bike. I'm very quick on getting things done and all that stuff, and I really was like, okay, you know, I'm doing auditions. I told my agents and all this stuff, and getting auditions done, self-tapes, side hustling, all that stuff, and doing all that. And when I mean side hustle, it means like just doing deliveries, like picking up food, dropping it off on my bicycle. That's my side hustle, or doing TaskRabbit or babysitting. But I was, you know, doing that, and I didn't have any moment to really sit down and like say to myself, wow, Unique, like you're doing a lot, or wow, you're not even having any moment to think, you know what I mean? You're not having any moment to like breathe. And during those months, I started gaining a lot of anxiety, overthinking. I was depressed on and off because I'm like, fuck, I'm constantly like, when I got back to New York, I was doing self-tapes and I would be on hold constantly, almost booking, hold constantly, almost booking. And it's just like, fuck, I haven't booked in a minute. And like, as an actor, you're constantly telling yourself like, okay, I want to book this amount of times in this month, or every other week I want to book, and boom, 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 I want to book, you know what I mean? And so it starts to get very, very draining when you're not booking, when you're on hold constantly, or you've been released, you're on avail, you've been released, you're on avail, you've been released. And it's kind of like, you know, in the beginning, it's like, okay, cool, you know, thank you, boom, you know, go out, just continue doing what you're doing. But at a certain point, it starts to affect you. And it's like, okay, this is really fucking affecting me. And the people who are actors and who are models and stuff, they understand the process that I've, you know, they understand where I'm coming from, because it does take a mental toll. And I decided to take a break on therapy and all that stuff. And so my anxiety has gotten up, and then I was depressed on and off and all of that stuff. And I'm trying to do different things to make myself feel better, which is like biking and, you know, rearranging my room and putting decorations up in my room and listening to music and starting to chat and date and all that stuff. And then I had turned, this is like the midst of me like being back. So just within like the months or whatever like that. And then, rewind, I turned 30, and, I don't think I really felt that it was my birthday. Like, I didn't really feel it. Like, I got the messages and the calls and all that stuff, but I didn't really feel that it was my birthday. And I didn't have like any type of feeling. I was numb because of the moving constantly, and not giving myself or allowing myself to really feel anything. So I'm just like, yo, what the fuck is going on with me, you know? And I had to say to myself, like, I need to like take a break. I need to take a break on acting. And so when that thought came up, because we are in September now, that thought came up in July, because originally I was supposed to do it in July. The month of July, I was supposed to take a break on auditioning, and I was just going to focus on side hustling. That was what I was going to do. But I didn't do that because I ended up moving back to New York. So, boom. So that thought came up in my head, and I was like, okay, maybe not, no, yeah. You know, there's a TikTok of the girl just like, yeah, no, yeah, you know. So that's what I was feeling the whole month of July. Just like, okay, what the fuck is going on? All right, let me try something different. Maybe I'm just like in my head or something. Maybe I just need to like, you know, exercise, eat better. Of course, like eating better is like great or whatever like that. But I'm just like, yo, what the fuck is going on? Like, you know what I mean? And I'm trying to figure out like what is really happening. So that thought came into my mind in July, then it went away, and then August came, and of course I'm doing auditions and all that stuff. I'm on Avail, and you know, been released, and you're on hold, you've been released, you're on hold, you've been released. And I'm thinking to myself, there is something that I'm missing with my acting career. There's something that I'm not doing. I need to be in class. I need to be doing something. I need to be figuring out why I'm feeling this way, why I am an actor. You know what I mean? So finally, I think in the month, late August, early September, I decided to email my agents and tell them like, hey, I'm going to be taking a break from acting for the rest of the year, and I'll be back in January 2022. And I told them that, and it was such a relief for my shoulders, you know, a relief for my body. And then also during that time, I decided to lock my hair in August. So here's a backstory on that. I have been, my hair has been a part of my journey, just like, you know, a part of me for a very long time. As a kid, I've been told that, oh, your hair is bad, you have bad hair, because it's like kinky. It's kinky, curly, it's tight curls, it's wild. You can't, like, I used to cry putting my hair in a ponytail. I'm just like, why can't it just go in, like, just be simple, you know? Just being told that your hair is, you know, you don't have beautiful hair, or, you know, your hair is, being told your hair is nappy. Back in the day, nappy used to be, like, a negative term, you know? But just being told that your hair is a lot. You got to perm, you got to press it to, like, you know, control it, to tame it. And I'm just like, why we got to do all this? So after high school, I really wanted to start loving my hair, and that's why I did like sister locks, and after that I grew it out. And I remember like cutting my hair, and it was like a very, 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 very short afro, and then it grew out so much, and I barely did things to it, but my hair just grew and grew and grew, and people loved it. And I was like, oh wow, like this whole time as a kid and stuff, as a teenager, I've been told that my hair is like ugly, you have bad hair, because it's not the loose curls. And I remember doing this hair show, and I had got like the cuts on the side or whatever, and then that became my look for a very long time. And my hair grew, and it just seemed like, as my hair grew so much, you couldn't tell that my sides and back was cut. So my hair has always been a part of me and my journey and all that stuff. So it's been challenging trying to figure out what I want to do to my hair, like color it, cut it down, you know, color it, cut it down, cut it down. I've colored it, you know, myself, and I've cut it down some myself, and I've thought of locks have come to my brain before. Having locks, they've came to my brain before. I think maybe last year or earlier this year I thought about it, but I was like, no, it's not versatile. Like, you know what I mean? Because how am I going to get booked? I always think of like, how am I going to get booked if I do this to my hair? How am I going to get booked? And then it came again to my thought. I was researching like locks, thick locks. And then I saw freeform locks and all that stuff. And I'm just like, wow, okay. And I was researching constantly on videos on YouTube on how to like do freeform locks and like do the two strand locks and the semi freeform locks and the thick locks and all that stuff. And I finally decided to do it in August 15th. 15th is the first day I locked my hair, which I did the two strand twist, and I researched. And so now we're almost a month in. We passed 3 weeks, and it's been an amazing journey because I don't really have to do anything. Of course, there are so many videos. I'm like, don't wet your hair, wet your hair. I let water touch my hair. I'm not afraid of water touching my hair, because they said water helps with locking your hair, and my hair loves water. So if I'm in a shower, I make sure I take off the do-rag or whatever scarf I have on or whatever, but I do use a do-rag to go to sleep in. And I take it off so it could have some water hit it or whatever. And, you know, I put rose water on my hair and through the roots or whatever, and sometimes like I spray it with water, and I think it's conditioner or whatever, spray it with that, and I go about my day. Sometimes I put like olive oil or tea tree oil on my head or whatever. But yeah, it's going very, very well. You know, I'm going through the ugly stage of the lock, but I'm loving it because my hair is going to do what it's going to do. And like loving yourself through this ugly stage, what they call it, the ugly stage of locks, is very, very important. And it's been a very beautiful experience so far. I'm about to be a month in, and it's just been one of the best things I've done for myself, other than taking a break from auditioning and stuff like that, but just really focusing on myself. And through that, I have been able to really feel the things that I have been holding down through this year, because I've just been so busy, so distracted with auditioning and moving back and all that stuff. So I haven't really had the chance to really feel, even though I did have, you know, was in therapy and all that stuff, I think I was still kind of like distracted, you know? So this time I really, really am able to figure out how I feel, why I feel this way. What's my main reason on why I want to be an actor? Like, you know, like, you know, there's selfish reasons, of course. Like, of course I want to be known. Of course I want people to know my work and all that stuff. But like, why am I doing it? You know, I want to do very great work, you know? And I just felt like I wasn't doing enough. Like, I'm not getting enough. I lost my passion. Like, for real, I lost my passion. And that really, really sucked. But yeah, but we're going to take a break and we're going to come back to, I guess, a dating life. You know, I barely let people in into like my personal life and all that stuff. So I'll talk more about that. Hey guys, welcome back. So I've told you guys how my dating life has been. I really like fucked up something that was great, and yeah, I'm like feeling the consequences of it, you know, regret that I did it and all that stuff. And it is unfortunate because this person really like fucked with me heavy, and I fucked with her heavy, and it sucks because like I've definitely lost her. And you know, I just gotta go through feeling the pain and all that stuff. And of course I am going to do a grand gesture and stuff, but right now I'm pretty sure she just wants her space away from me. So I've been doing that. But sometimes, you guys, I don't know if you guys have done this too, but I have a history of self-sabotaging things in my life, whether it's dating or career or anything like that. I self-sabotage myself because sometimes I think like, is this too good to be true? Why do I deserve this? You know what I mean? Because I've been, because I have been, you know, I've had like a wild childhood, you know, a very traumatic childhood. And so in my adult life, sometimes I think like, do I deserve great things? Do I deserve rewards? Do I deserve this? You know, and it's unfortunate that I self-sabotage things and I hurt people. And not like physically, but just like I hurt them for me just, you know, thinking things is a joke, or like lying to them about something so small. And it's just like, I promise you, like, my intention wasn't to hurt you, you know, and like, I don't know why I did it. And all I know is like, I want to be able to gain their trust back and do whatever it takes to, you know, see them again or have them speak to me again. But I don't know, because some people, some women are no nonsense. They're kind of like a one and done thing. You make one mistake, never again will you see them. So I'm like learning a lot about this. And yeah, it sucks. I definitely miss her a lot. And I also have to know, like, because I have been depressed and about this, I also have to know, like, I can't continue to pity myself. Like, you know, I did the woe was me. And it's good for me to feel everything and to really feel it. Like, heartbreak is the worst pain, regardless of how long you've dated that person or been in a relationship with that person, if y'all had a really, really deep connection and really had a really great chemistry or relationship or dating and all that stuff, when it ends, it fucking hurts, you know? So, of course, she told me she was done with me. So I felt everything. Like, I tried my best to, you know, apologize and all that stuff or whatever like that. But those nights and those days, I felt every fucking pain in my body. Like, I couldn't even, like, I took naps here and there, but I couldn't even eat. Like, eating hurt. It hurted. Because I'm like, damn, like, I can't even eat. Like, it hurts so bad. Like, yo. And that's a feeling that I don't want to feel anymore. And just for me feeling that, those, you know, couple of days, I was like, yo, I don't want to open my heart up to anyone anymore. And I was thinking to myself, like, damn, man, just for one mistake, this person doesn't want to, like, give me another chance or, like, go through the mud with me or fight, you know what I mean, with me, or fight for this or whatever like that. But I have to respect their boundary. Maybe they do. Maybe they're thinking about it. But I'm thinking of it as, like, damn, this fucking sucks. Because I guess I'm also learning what I want in a relationship. And the homie asked me, it's like, yo, are you really ready for a relationship? It's like, why would you lie about something so small? And I'm just like, bro, I don't even fucking know. I didn't think, like, oh, to tell her because I was coming, you know, or whatever. Because it was just like a situation. Just like, oh, she doesn't care or whatever. But it was something that I should have been more cautious about, and I regret it. And I'm always thinking, like, damn, I can't believe this happened. Damn, I can't believe this happened. And sometimes, like, we learn. I definitely am learning the hard way. And I don't know, like, I definitely want to stop self-sabotaging things, because when I self-sabotage things, I'm also not only hurting myself, I'm hurting the other person. So they're someone I wish I never, like, hurt, you know. They're someone I wish, like, if I can have that day back, I would do it differently, you know. So there is that. But yeah, man, like, I really am very private with dating life and all that stuff. But this was someone that there was, like, we were growing into something, like, really dope, and she wasn't having that, you know. So, and I just have to learn that consequences are, like, I have to learn, and I have to take the consequences, I have to take it, you know. And who knows, maybe she'll come back or whatever, but all I know is I'm going to give her space. I'm going to, like, do the best that I can to show her that I care about her and think about her and stuff like that, but also giving her space and not crossing any boundary and all that stuff. So there's that. But yeah, so that's a little thing of what's going on right now. Heartbreak is fucking depressing. It's horrible. It's the worst fucking feeling ever. Like, you not being able to eat, you're pooping all the time, constantly drinking water. Like, just the pain of feeling like it literally, like, you could go from, like, you contacting that person every day, almost seeing them almost every day, and then nothing. Like, you don't hear from them. It's just like a cross, and it's just like, fucking A. You know what I mean? It fucking hurts. It does. It does. It does. And so now I just, you know, I'm getting back to myself and learning more about myself, and this is like a new layer of myself. Like, me telling you guys about this on a podcast is very, very vulnerable for me, because I keep a lot of things in. I'm very private, very, very private. So I don't let people know what I'm going through unless I really trust you. So there's that. But it's on a podcast, so there's that. But some people know what I have been going through, the people that I've been texting and stuff and asking them for advice and all that stuff. So I appreciate them. Yeah, I know who y'all are. But yeah, so you guys, I have turned 30. I've turned 30, and it has been a very, like, wonderful experience, other than, like, of course, going through, like, a breakup or heartbreak or whatever like that. But 30 has, it's a new, like, energy, you know what I mean? Because it's kind of like, oh, I don't give a fuck anymore about what you, about how you think about me. I'm just going to do me, you know what I mean? So I think, like, me getting locks or starting locks is like a birthday gift for myself, you know, of like turning 30, because on my birthday, I didn't feel any, I was like numb, you know, because of everything that happened through that week and me moving and all that stuff. But like turning 30, you just realize, like, yo, you don't give a fuck about anyone's opinions, of course, you know what I mean? Of course, you're not doing anything like to hurt anyone or whatever, but it's very, very like, it is, it's nice. I like it. I like this age, and I like the energy I'm feeling, the psychologically, what I'm going through and all that stuff. It's really, really nice. And I'm really glad that I took a break on acting, because I'm able to really feel things and really like sit down and be with myself instead of being distracted, you know? Some people, they're able to feel things and not be distracted while going through things in their career or, you know, going or taking roles and all that stuff. For me, I had to literally step aside and do this for myself, because it works for me, you know? So, but yeah, I like 30. I love it. And everything about it's been nice. And the way I've been growing with these locks has been nice. But yeah, I like it a lot, man. I like it a lot. It's nice. I keep saying it's nice. But I know it's been a very long time since you guys heard from me. I think the last time I put out episode was in April. And we are in September. So it's been some months. I am going to be doing a schedule and really getting on myself about releasing new episodes on this podcast, like every week or every other week, because I miss talking to you guys, whether it's one person or 15 or 50 or whatever. But I definitely want to grow this family, you know what I mean? And, you know, I talk about a lot of things, and there is a lot of different things that I do, like when I'm with my friends or whatever like that. But my friends told me to talk about, like, what you're going through. And I'm just like, yeah, no. Because, you know, I'm very private, but just being vulnerable, it really, once you share your story, you realize how much you connect with people. And, like, you know, so I'm definitely going to be on it with myself with that. And I'm not going to make any promises, but I just want to do it, you know. So, but yeah, man, it feels good to be back and to talk to you guys, and I miss y'all, for real, and I hope y'all miss me too, and yeah, man, see you guys next time.